Okay, so that's the first part of the meeting filled. The second part is our mission statement. This is the mission statement that I have on the website. You won't find it now as a mission statement on the page because I've taken it off, and I'll put it in a button called mission statement. And if you open it up, you'll see the sermon that I did on this. So the mission statement 2020, MP2C, so I'm using the name MP2C here. I'll get onto that later. New Plymouth Christian Church. The New Plymouth Christian Church, MP2C, is a multicultural church committed to helping all cultures to enter into the kingdom of God and to commune and recognise God, the Father of all creation, to reach and influence people by building and providing Christ-centred and Bible-based churches. To reach and influence people by building and providing Christ-centred... to help change mindsets and to empower people to lead and impact positivity in every sphere of life through the infilling of the Holy Spirit at conversion. We believe in baptism by full water immersion at an age of understanding and the dedication of children. So that's the mission statement. The next thing I do is our report. So this is my report on over the last 12 months. Hopefully I haven't forgotten.
First part is called order, and then
you're
supposed to have a prayer before we start.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, you open in prayer then, darling.
June. Yes, Father God, can we close our eyes, please? Father God, we thank you for today for having this annual general meeting as a church community. So Lord, be with us as we tackle or as we discuss the previous years that we have overcome, and for this year's plans and project. Lord, go with us from the senior pastor to the least worker here, Panginoon. Be with us and continue to lead us the way you should want us to. Lord, bless this church and bless these people, Panginoon, that who are involved in this ministry, Panginoon. We thank you for your infilling of the Holy Spirit in this church. Yes. And we thank you for guiding us all the way through up to year 2021. And as today's announcement of the past year's achievement, we continue to lift up all our vision and mission for this church. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So please forgive me for that. I didn't actually refer to my agenda, and I've just spent 9 years on a board of trustees in a secular place.
Do you want a copy?
I've got a copy here, actually. I just wasn't turned to it. So anyway, I've done the first...
reading the minutes already.
I've read the first minutes that have been passed, and I'm going to do the senior pastor's annual report. And in that, we'll cover the matters arising from that last first meeting. Okay. So this is the senior pastor's annual report 2020, 26th of January 2020. In this first year, there was the establishment of a church office at the New Plymouth Central Baptist Church. This is open for business most Thursdays. I am also available by phone 24/7. I attend the New Plymouth Christian Leadership Network, which is a team of local church leaders in the New Plymouth area. This is held monthly. I've set up the NP2C website. That is at www.np2c.co.nz. A church logo was designed, and with some modifications, we now have our current logo. Thank you, April McKenzie. That's Ivan's daughter. Our abbreviated name was NPCC, New Plymouth Christian Church, and has now changed to NP2C. I'll bring that up later. Business cards were produced, and a church sign was printed for the entry door on Lemon Street. The church's family communicates through a series of messenger chat boxes online. There are 8 of these operating for various departments within the church. Also, the operating arm of the church has a senior leadership team, I'll talk about that too, made up of church leaders within this, a preaching team of four. Other leaders in the church cover music, a coordinator and two music leaders, and home group leaders. All of these groups are communicated by me through the chat system, as the availability of timely meetings can sometimes be limited. Early in the year, we had two pastoral speakers from outside the church, Doug Robinson and Trevor Hook from the Stratford Baptist Church. Both were very impressed with our church and the friendliness in which they were received. We started a missions giving in the Philippines with money going towards a group of students who attend a four-square church in St. Vincent, Nakilala, Cotabato. Don't laugh. Ivan and I had preached at their church on our visit to the Philippines. We send $150 monthly to help with transport to school for these students as they cannot afford it. Also, a donation of $100 was sent for textbooks and another $100 was sent for Christmas gift for students. There is a missions page on the website for this. A preaching team was set up consisting of Ivan, John and myself, and later this year I invited Paul, who accepted the position, and he was added to the senior leadership team. Thank you, Ivan, John and Paul, for your input. The team is run on a three-monthly schedule and gives a variety of teachings and sermons that work in with our church's direction as a Christ-centred, Bible-based church. A home Bible study group and lessons were developed and run from Lemon Street. The leaders for this group is Jo Marie... This is the old report. This was very successful group and grew quite rapidly. Thank you, Jo Marie and Ava, for your input. The schedules are set up weekly by the administrator. Thank you, Ivan. I later split this group into two, as the plan was to try and stimulate growth using the home cell group method. This didn't really work, and most times group one and group two intertwined. So the reality was there was one group still operating, but twice weekly. I shut down the second group this month, and I'll put another group into plan working from our home. I will make an announcement at a later date. Home groups are a good way of inviting people into the church. This should be a part of the group's mission to try and stimulate growth. The MP2C by March had 10 people attending, and over the next months the church was added to, and now we have an average of up to 30 attending, and that continues. We always have around 30. This is good growth. The Holy Spirit is certainly drawing people to our place. Over the year, we have had additions to our music team with more musicians and vocalists. A big thank you to all those involved. This is a very important ministry in the body of Christ and a good draw card for new believers. The technical department of the church has been upgraded to a better state, which now gives us a better quality of sound. The addition of a 16-channel Mackie sound desk and a snake cable. A fallback speaker system was donated from the Stratford Baptist Church, and the purchase of a new keyboard have all added to this quality. We held an outreach mid-year in the main auditorium under the banner of Faith Over Fear. This attracted around 65 people. The advertisement, poster and t-shirt design was provided for by Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy. This was a great learning curve for all those involved. Thank you, musicians, for your input. Thank you much for your dedicated input in leading this team. An intercessory prayer group has been established and is held at Ava's house. A prayer box is now set up in the church. Thank you, Ava and Thea. Charmaine designed and printed the tithes and offerings envelopes. Thank you, Charmaine. I believe that church is in a good state and I am expecting more growth. The vision of the church remains the same as I read earlier, and I believe that with the preaching team we have, that the church is being well fed for the preparation ahead. Thank you for all involved in this journey, and I look forward to serving you all over the next year. Blessings. So I ask that report be accepted and passed.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So that's that part of the business. That's the agenda.
34.
Yep.
Okay, for us to know where our money goes, our service to the Lord. First, I'd like you to look at the last financial report I gave you from the second page, which is March 18. This is back to back. From 2nd of April, 1st of April 2018, the 31st of March 2019. When we came in as an NPCC from the old NPCF, there was an opening balance of 4,080.69 cents. From that period, from April 2018 to March 2019, March, by the way, 31 is the end of the financial year. We just have to follow because the report we are going to submit to the Charities Commission will be in this format. So bank Tyson offering for 12 months was 7,863.89 plus bank interest of 11.89. The gross income when we came in on the 1st of April, up to the 31st of March was 11,956. The rent for the service venue, which is this one, we started at 115 a week for several months. Then we were given a relief of 6750. So the total for the year was 4250. Then we gave allowance, mileage, petrol for pastors, and I think for some other contributions that we gave for spiritual care is 328.29. The outreach before cost us $387.01 plus $546.30. In administration, we don't have any equipment except one. We're going to have an inventory by the way, is one printer. The one printer that costs than the print, that the ink costs more than the printer. So for office equipment, we did have 335.80 printing out cartridges, $670 for 1 year. I think we have to combine that because that other office supplies, the paper and the ink are in there. I don't know why it went over, and I don't know why perhaps there's a separate receipt. And miscellaneous expense and accountable reimbursement, $160.35, petty cash, $360, bank charges, $789, another expenditure of $142. For the year, we spent $6,588, so there was a surplus of $5,368. Now, this next report, we go to the front, is the financial statement report for only for 7 months. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 9 months, sorry. As we stop on the 31st of March, this report started on the 1st of April last year to December last year. So it's only, so I couldn't make comparative analysis because that one is 12 months, this one is 9. So the opening balance that's carried forward from the previous is 5,368.06. Our tithes and offering came to 9,014. there's no funding and other banks interest nor donation, so the total opening balance for the year was 14,382.46. The rent, half of it was in 6750, and maybe by on the first week of November we have to be put up to the previous one, which is 2015, that there was GST inclusive. 115. Yeah, considering the fact also that we've been using this for practice, we're using electricity heaters or.
It's quite cheap.
Yeah, and they gave us an office to use and another place.
And so never charged to use the auditorium.
Yeah. We are not charged if we use the auditorium. And I think our neighbors, they have someone AGM, AOG are paying more. Okay, so the rent for the last 9 months is 3,080. Our mission from June last year up to December is 1,050 donations, which are mostly memorial donations and contribution to some Filipino students in the Philippines is 400. Now, the biggest expense we did have, which contributed that the church has spent, is for the music ministry. We have instruments. We did have the new mixer and the new keyboard and all of this, because we believe that music is the most important, one of the most important part in the service. This is when we praise the Lord, and I believe also that as much as we can, we do what the most that we can.
And those things won't need to be replaced for many years.
That
desk we've got, every single instrument runs through that desk.
We don't really buy that every year. This is the most expensive year we have because we're just beginning. The outreach, it costs us $1,168. Administration and other office supplies is $296 for 9 months. We're trying to, most often, we do the printing in our house. Miscellaneous expense is the Christmas party, which cost us $119. Thank you for all the donation and the food that was brought in. Pedicast for the year, for the 9 months, is $240.28. Bank charges, $1,575, and other expenditures, unaccountable, can see receipts, is $3,792. So the bank balance at the end of December is $4,720. If you will look at it, we are actually averaging a weekly contribution or Titan offering at 204, I think. Whatever you do your analysis.
Yeah, around 200.
Yeah. And our rent is 115. So, as church members, we also have commitment to our church for this to grow and for us to be able to do what we're supposed to do. We actually haven't done much evangelism except once, how do you call it? But yeah, we have to face the fact that any organization operates. All our pastors, our traveling pastors, don't have any allowance of any sort. Everything, all of us are doing things voluntarily. Perhaps one day when we grow up, we could give a little bit of compensation. Anyway, so out of this, I did a forecast. As we, you may see, and see how it will go. If we remain the same, my forecast is at the end of the year for 2020, we would have around 15,000 income, not unless there will be more tithes, but remember, it is just forecast based on the two. The rent service, because now we are on 115, will be 5,980. $115 a week. So that will be $5,180 until the end of the year. So I just out of, as a forecast, I'm just looking forward that there might be other expense. That in our spiritual care, there should be a little bit of this, but I'm just, remember, forecast is just, so we're in spiritual care for pastor's mileage and allowance of $1,200 for the year. The four square will go on. It will cost us $1,500 a year. We have to allow 500 memorial donation when some of our relatives or whatever need some help. Remember, like when Roel left, we gave a little bit of help with our sister Jeremy. It's not, it's always a part, we have to share our blessings, okay? So it's not that we just hoard them, because after all, that's why we have it. Well, that's why God is blessing us. So for the music ministry, we don't see any much expense for the coming year, But I still put an allowance of 500 just in case there will be needs, like they will be practicing there or what, it's either miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the outreach and activities that's to be discussed, we have evaluated the outreach. It doesn't seem to be fruitful, isn't it?
Well, it brings a lot of people together, which is a good thing, I guess. And, I don't know. We'll probably discuss that at a later date with the elders, with the senior leadership team. Do we need an outreach again, or should we just do something a little bit in church that's a bit different?
Yeah.
You know? We'll discuss all that later after this.
Anyway, for the pastoral leadership team, we would be asking to have a meeting again to discuss the plan for the future of us activities. And we have to focus more or less on evangelism, I think. Okay, for stewardship and fellowship, let's say for the Bible study, every now and then I just put 200 allowance, which is very, very minimal. And the Bible study expensive. For administration, you know what? It's just the printing, the paper, and the ink is just ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
But we don't have a choice. We have the print. Yeah. And for a year, I put 500.
Do we have to say something now or later?
Yeah, no. Okay, let me finish first.
Yeah.
So after all of this, the expense forecast is 12,000. We would have a surplus of 3,137. In other words, it will be lower than the previous one,
yeah.
The opening balance. And this one is lower than the, until we might find it found. If we don't do anything, it will deplete. But as I have said, we don't limit the Lord. Yes, brother.
Okay, I just come to 2008 regarding this printing.
Uh-huh.
As you said that...
Are we on the forecast or on the...
Yeah, on the forecast.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a 500 there, it's all right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if we are encountering too much buying of ink cartridge or ink, which costs 35 or 50 bucks per...
Well,
because last time, when we are on fellowship, Mabel and I had this card from warehouse,
yeah.
And I think which is more cheaper than to bring your USB for printing, because they prefer it's only 10 cents per...
If you do it yourself.
If you do it yourself, it's only 5 cents or 10 cents.
Yeah.
Rather than you buy an ink every 2 months or every 3 months. I don't know. Probably that one will...
An option.
The main lot of ink that we use is probably music area.
Yeah, but still...
Music.
We still have to have this printer and ink, but we are not using it to print like this one.
We are
only printing it for...
This one, all of this is 20 copies in these pages. It cost me $15. It's $15.
Yeah.
We don't print this stuff out.
Yeah.
I didn't print it from a printer yet.
Where did you go?
A copy center.
It
shows me there. Yeah.
So that one is more expensive maybe?
This is seldom. We only do it once a year.
Yeah, okay.
So we still can do
What I'm suggesting is because last time we have this card from warehouse stationery.
Yeah. Oh,
we can, because every time everything we have here are being saved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So probably in a USB or in our document.
Yeah,
so we can...
Yeah.
And it is not always sure you can bring it, you can assign in
just,
in the buy a card. Probably. But still we are not telling that to stop the buying of ink and printer. We still
we should have
in the office because if we need it, then we have this one.
Oh,
easily.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, I get your point. And I agree with that.
So we can jot that down.
Yeah. Okay.
Even the 500 is still all right.
Yeah.
It will not be just for ink and.
Yeah, it's actually just a figure.
Yeah, just a figure. Yes.
Maybe another way for the printing is because I just bought a new printer, which is cost. I think it's cost me $300 for the printer itself.
Cheaper ink.
But the ink is very, very cheap.
Yeah.
What is it?
It is the Ecotank that is made in the Philippines. I just bought it in Power, but it's made in the Philippines. And the ink is so big.
How many copies do you have?
very cheap.
How many copies in a cartridge?
There's no cartridge.
What do you have?
You just use it, just like this is your ink, and you can just put it there whatever you want.
Oh, really? And how much does it cost you for
$20.
Really?
Yeah, for each color.
So maybe we should look at that.
It's the big deal.
Maybe
you can review it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just buy.
Well, seriously, look at that.
So we can buy this printer for $300,
and it comes from the
Philippines. And so it's a made in India.
I know. I know what you're talking about, the filaments.
Yeah. Unlimited printing.
Wow, I didn't know about that brand.
But the printer itself costs us about.
But you don't buy printer every day.
No, yeah. No. The ink is very, very cheap.
So you don't only. Yeah, that's
the other way around here in. The ink is expensive.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those cheap cartridges, it says there, 200 copies. After 200 copies, your $35 is gone.
Yeah.
So I think that's very good. What's the brand?
This they call it Echo Tank.
Echo.
Imported from Philippines.
From Philippines.
Yeah. Who sell that?
Warehouse stationery.
Okay. Oh, all right, we'll look into that.
I'll
keep going, then.
Okay.
We should have $350. I'll buy it.
Yeah, what we do is we ask the Philippines Ecotank if we could be a distributor.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's right. Listen.
We can do that, you realize. No, seriously, we can do that as a joke.
From them as well. Yeah.
I'm not joking. We can seriously do that. We're allowed to do business.
Let's take a look first. How. And then we give it to all the Filipinos.
And how much the tax?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll discuss that later. We'll keep going because the time's of the essence.
Let's keep going.
Good idea.
Okay. So those so far. Anyway, you have a copy of all of this after. Yeah. Next business.
Business. Okay, business.
Next.
Okay, are we going to ask for your report to be passed?
Yes. As that report. Approved.
Yes. Thank you.
Just one question.
Okay.
Just one question from one of our
financial.
From our one of the workers here, he said, "I just be a spokesperson."
Yeah.
Is it financial?
No, that's a financial.
Because we just finished financial.
On the forecast.
On the forecast. Okay.
2002.
Other
spiritual
care.
He is asking.
They are asking.
No, I don't have a copy.
Other spiritual care. What does it entail? The
pastor's mileage.
Other
spiritual care. Only that one.
What
not,
the
spiritual not the
pastor's
mileage.
What does it entail?
Oh, like, for example, things with somebody with. Call you or anybody of the elders for some help, and then you might be needing some because sometimes you get it from our
pocket
and either get 20 or 40. So that other spiritual care is under discretion. We may or may not put it on. But if you gave something out of your heart, you don't have to reimburse. But if something that some people are in need that cannot be that is a bit high, or let's say $50 to $70, we can reimburse it. But we can delete that, and
as a pastor, I've never taken any compensation at all for any travel.
All of us haven't.
But I've never used it.
So after all, everything that comes out from our account is being audited or given out by two of our signatories, Sister Alma and Brother Jomari.
I'll show you our format, by the way, for your more information on how we process things now. It's good that everybody every expense, for example, that you have paid first.
Yeah. Are you getting cold?
It is cold.
Throw some of the cold over there.
For example, by the way, our pedicast is used for, let's say, morning tea. What else do we use our pedicast, sister? When we run out of all of this.
Coffee bar.
You would know this for the last...
Cups.
Okay.
No, that's another story. When we have, let's say, Christmas parties or whatever. Yeah. So we have the petty cash receipt. If you pay it first, well, that's petty cash. We have the donation receipt that will be approved. And the reimbursement receipts like this, let's say you spend it first, just put the number and then we give you the check. And by the way,
do we have a limit for that?
For which one?
For the reimbursement or petty cash?
I know, for example.
Petty cash is $100.
For example, petty cash is
reimbursement.
Reimbursement is if you spend something that we need in the church that you pay first.
Do we have a limit?
No, it depends on what. If we came to the point that we are very, very rich, and all of a sudden we cannot afford the traffic anymore, we can buy a jet or what. Just.
So I have a question that regarding that. So that means if I would buy something for the church, say I'll buy $500, I can just reimburse it to the church anytime.
As long as you had kind of. Yeah. You need some kind of permission to buy it.
Also,
otherwise, everyone will go and buy anything and get a reimbursement.
Also,
so it needs some discussion with myself.
Okay, that's it. The big, let's say, the big purchases, we normally discuss it.
Right? Yes.
Okay. And then all of a sudden you saw something that's a lot cheaper than what we have discussed. Okay, you buy it.
But still.
And then we will pay you back.
Yeah, but still need a confirmation.
But if we say, for example, you know that we are in need of a whatever things in here and all of us are looking for it, and you suggest, I found this, and then...
Discussion,
okay, you buy it, then we reimburse.
I think this is just an idea.
Yeah.
If we just have, just like to put a limit, let's say... For those, let's say $50.
$50,000.
Let's say $50. Let's say $50 and up. That item should be discussed. But $50 below, you can actually you can buy a cable or
we'll discuss that later as a board because it needs discussion. But no use doing it now.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, so just note that.
The board
just note that. Also, good idea.
Yeah. So, am I going to put it in?
Yeah, just put that in as we can discuss it in another meeting.
The budget forecast has to be discussed by the board, okay? And then this will be submitted to the body so everybody will know what's going on. All right? So, this is actually just... this is just a forecast, okay?
Yes.
Sorry.
So, in the way of giving, dare I say this, because I hate talking about tithings and offerings, but I really have to. If you look around the church and know how many families are here, and if you have a budget and you work that out over 52 weeks, you'll know roughly what to give per family, if you get my drift.
Yeah, so for example, we are on averaging 200 a week. Let's say we are 20. And we are, so 200 divided by 20, average, we're only giving $10 each.
Which is fine for some people. Yeah, some people, $10 is a lot of money.
Yeah. That is, if we are 50, that would be 1,000.
Exactly. But I mean, you know, you've got to do the math down again. I do it all the time, and I just leave it up to God. It's up to God working with you, not me working with you.
But remember,
I tithe fully. So.
Yeah. Okay, so we will be calling another meeting again for the leaders. Okay, can we go now?
Okay, so we're accepting your minutes, yes? Done?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the... business here. I just want to change the abbreviated church name, which is on their documents, is from NPCC to NP2C. Okay. So
because we search for MVC.
It's just a quirky name, like, you know, my friend, he started up Christian City Church here, then it became CCC, and now it's 3C. It's just a quirk on a name. It's still known as the Christian City Church, but it's abbreviated CCC. Ours is still known as the New Plymouth Christian Church, but we will be known as MP2C as an abbreviate. That's all it is. So it's not changing our identity at all. It's just a quirk on our... You'll notice our logo has MP2C on it. All of our stuff has MP2C on it. So people get this. It's like a little quirky thing that people remember, especially in this day and age of quirks. So we all agree with that? The other thing that I want changed is in our trust document, section 7, regarding the pastoral council. I want that changed to senior leadership team. The reason is that not everyone has a pastoral ministry. There we are, 7. So what I'm referring to is this. So if you listen, this is our legal document. Okay. Anyone can read this, by the way, but you'll either have to read it at church or you'll have to sign for it if you take it away and you only have a set time to keep it. It's a legal document. Okay. We can give you copies of pages if you want them. Okay, so number 7 says administration of the trust. So the trust shall be governed by a board of trustees comprising the trustees, it says here, for the time being, of the trust, and shall be supported by the pastoral council. Okay. Now, the pastoral council is the name I want changed, because, like I say, not everyone on this board of elders have a pastoral ministry. Like, you might get someone who, eventually, you might get someone who is a deacon without a pastoral ministry, if you know the difference. Pastoral is more the spiritual care, the deacon is more the physical care. Okay, and so the pastoral council, this is what it says about that. It says the part 7.1 says the pastoral council, the senior pastor shall establish a council of elders to be known as the pastoral council, consisting of church pastors, associate pastors, elders, or whatever. Okay, so I just want that word pastoral council changed to senior leadership team. Is that okay? So we just change the document. It's legal, we can do this. Not a problem. Because we do have other leadership teams, like home group leaders, music team leaders, who are not actually in the senior leadership team. You know what I mean? Sounds a bit legalistic, but it's not really. There's a difference between the two leadership teams. Right. So...
Everyone
approved
today? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you've got a problem, just say so. If it's a problem, tell me.
I feel old.
So, because you're senior. I didn't say fossil.
As long as you don't put citizen after senior.
The fossilized leadership team. Yeah, it sounds good. Fine. Sounds fine. Good. So that's good. Thank you. Recognition of leadership. Senior leadership team is myself, Paul, Joe Marie, Alma, Ava, Ivan, John, Noble, the elders. Now, there are some changes coming. Right, now you'll see on that last page there, I've talked to John and Paul about this last week, was it, or the last time we spoke?
Last 2 weeks.
Okay, last 2 weeks. And I want to bring you. John's already an associate pastor, but we've never made it as a legal thing. And I want Paul to come in too as an associate pastor, and it'll be a legal thing. So they'll get a certificate. We made them, but we had a bit of trouble, and one of them smudged badly, and they need to be signed. So we're just going to give you recognition now. We won't give you these. We'll give you the ones that are signed, and they look a lot better. But they get a certificate like this. You'll see one of them sitting in my office. And it just says, Certificate of Ordination, Justo Paul
Rambolo.
That word?
Rambo.
Rambo.
Okay.
Rambo.
Just say Rambo.
Rambo. Okay. Paul Rambo has been duly ordained as a minister of the gospel, as associate pastor, according to the word of God, and disciplines of the New Plymouth Christian Church. This is legal stuff, by the way. We can legally do this as a church. That's why we wanted a church. Okay. Gives you legal recognition. You know. And the scripture there, Jeremiah 3:15, then I'll give you a pastor of my own heart who will lead you in knowledge and understanding. And it says, presented on this day of, well, we'll say the 26th of February, because that's today, and it's signed by myself and the trustees.
January, not February.
February?
No,
I don't know why the 26th. It says the 26th of February.
Soon.
You're
going to get it. That's right.
Never mind.
That's right.
We will get it right.
Yeah.
Okay, we will get it right.
Is there any tests or anything?
Test. Yes, see this?
Brother?
This is the test. Yeah, look. You've got to know this off by heart. This is the legal document of the church. And on top of that, we also have this, which is New Plymouth Christian Church Statement of Faith. And on top of that, we also have the New Plymouth Mission and Vision. So you've just got to know them off by heart, that's all. No, you don't. But they're available if you want to read them.
Yeah. You would notice that when you didn't say that assistant pastor. Associate pastor are to be the next pastors. So if it's assistant, they cannot be a pastor if they were not elected. So in other words, you two are aligned to be the pastors. Yeah.
Or if you want to start a church, if you want to start another MP2C, once you're ordained, you can say, Stefan, I want to go out and start another MP2C, and I'll say, go ahead. And then under this banner, you go out and start another church. And then once that church is going, you then become the senior pastor, and you do the same thing all over again, and you start another church. And the person that goes to do that does the same things. It's the same. You know, and then all of a sudden, we're a famous church in the Philippines, coming from New Zealand, with over 200 members in the next 5 years.
Sorry, because normally when you, let's say, if you're being recognized as a pastor, is there something like that? We have to just a training or something?
No. I have observed both of you guys, and you are better pastors than I. I've got a pastoral ministry, but I'm a church builder, and that's what I'm doing.
And I think you know more than
that. You guys, this church is so blessed to have 4 preachers. How many churches have that? See? That music agrees. But, you know, it's really good because that's a lot of variety. And honestly, most of what we talk about, we're bang on line with each other. I don't think I've heard anything off key from any of us. We all have a very good understanding of the gospel and how it works, how the kingdom works. And, of course, online I'll start talking to you more about that stuff, about, you know, as long as we keep on this, that's my job. Of course, when you go and get your own church one day, it'll be your job to make the vision and keep people to that vision.
I think what we should have done is we actually have a requirements for back.
You do.
But can we do the ordination formally?
I think we could do it. We can say that you are now ordained ministers, but I think we'll do a formal thing when we get the certificates done and have a, you know, next time John's up or something and have an afternoon tea or something. Would that be better?
Yeah.
But I mean, from this time onwards, you are now ordained ministers of.
Do you
accept them? Well, they don't have to. I've done it as the senior pastor. When you were talking about position descriptions, one thing I didn't read is at the next AGM, all leaders will report on their department. So the next AGM, instead of me doing, like I did a report that covered everything, but next year at the AGM, hopefully all the leaders will do their reports. The other thing is that in a church, when you're setting up a church, people need to know who they are. They need to know what an elder is and what's expected of an elder. And like you were saying, what a pastor is, an associate pastor. I've got all this stuff written up. Just just I haven't given it out. What a home group leader is, what an assistant home group leader is, what a music coordinator is, what a musician is. So all of these things have a job description. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to send them out to all the people and they can pull it to bits of what they think it is and what they think it's not. And then I'll get them all back and pray about it and make up the final. I don't want to dictate, even though I know, I don't want to dictate to anyone what you should do. I want the people to agree with what I suggest that they do. Because what I do when I get these profiles, I look at other churches all around the world. And you get them all together and you tease them all out, you know, the stuff, and you're setting something up. And then you get a document. But the document has to be for us. I was on the Board of Trustees for 9 years with the Stratford High School. A lot of the stuff that happens at Stratford High School is borrowed from there and borrowed from there and borrowed from there, and then some of our stuff, and it's all teased out, and then you make a document. It's not done overnight. But I will liaise with all the leaders in the church. But I need to know, as the senior pastor, I need to know what's happening all the time. That's why we've got the chat boxes, which is really good. Anyway, so that's it, Ben. So, music ministry, of course. Alma heads the music ministry.
Yes.
Good old Alma. That may change. She may throw it in. Someone else may go in there. Who knows?
I hear coordinator.
But she's the one, if something goes wrong, I say, what's going on? And I've got to be careful. I keep out of it because I'm a musician, so it's very easy for me to step in because I know how things should be. I've had years of training, over 30 years of training in music teams. So I know how they tick, I know how they're attacked. Yeah. And so leader one, the music leader is, music ministry coordinator is Alma, and then under Alma you've got team one, which is Jenna, and team two, which is Thea. I think that was right, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure that's how we ran it. No, they're under those leaders. I can't. Yeah. I can't. What do you mean?
He talked too much already about
this. Yeah, I've talked too much about this several times. I'd love to put much in there, don't you? But anyway, we'll just wait. Nothing. Go back to sleep. Music, brother.
There are so many dogs waiting for you.
Yeah.
There is. We're just waiting for him to get married. As soon as he's married.
Soon.
Anyway, so all elders and board members and leaders will be provided with position descriptions. And basically that's the AGM. So we are now finished the AGM at, let's say, 10:02. So Mabel's going to close in prayer. So it's 1:30, 45, 48.
Okay.
Before you pray, after this we will have an open discussion which everyone can be involved in. So if you're sitting there and heard things and want to say something, you are the church.
Yes.
You don't have a voting right because we don't have a membership. But we're open ears all the time. We're not going to put down anything that you'd say, you know. You could be a visiting person that may have a suggestion, and we'll listen.
Yep.
You know, if it's making the place better, you may have come in and not feel welcome. So you could say, listen, I never feel welcome in this place. So that could change. Or you may say, I came in, no one welcomed me when I come in. Maybe we need a welcoming committee at the door. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things. You're quite, there may be no discussion. Anyway, I've got some points here. Okay, Michelle, thanks.
Holy Father, we just want to thank you for your Holy Spirit that facilitated through our pastor, Stephen. Thank you for all those discussions. Thank you for those agendas, oh God. May you always be with us to guide us and to lead us to what you want us to go, oh God. And we just trust you, Lord, and we just depend on you that you will be the one who will lead this church and you will be the one who will guide us in every step of the way, O God. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So that's the AGM finished, and now we're just going to have an open meeting. It shouldn't take long.
Open forum.
Just an open forum, just in regard to the church. So I've got a few pointers on here. One was in regard to a Sunday school. I mean, okay, at the moment we only have a few kids, but as time goes on, that may grow. So if anyone is, I think I talked to Charmaine and, was it you I spoke to? Who did I speak to? Charmaine and, was it you, Jenna?
Joanna, I think.
Oh, Joanna.
Joanna.
Okay, and I'll probably talk to them later about that, of setting up something for the kids down the back so that the kids aren't rushing around and if possible. A lot of the time when I'm recording preaching, the recordings are coming out with kids on it. It's really interesting. Which is, we don't want to stop kids being happy here, but to try and provide them with something, and especially during worship times. Okay. So we're going to get on to that. Of course, if you've got any suggestions for that, get to me quickly.
Sunday school, have to have a plan for them?
Yeah, it has to have a plan. It has to people that work in a Sunday school situation with children in New Zealand must be police vetted. You can't just have anyone working with kids. They have to be protected, even though we know that everyone here is trustworthy. They still have to be police vetted, because if something goes wrong, these board of trustees are actually liable under New Zealand law. So you have to do these things to protect yourself. The beauty is that I think most of the people that are looking at working there have already had police checks anyway. Administration flyers, bulletins, anyone available for these? I think, was Charmaine interested in that?
Sure.
No, no.
What did you do the bulletins?
The bulletins and things. I think she showed an interest doing the bulletins. Like if we do another bulletin, I think she was interested.
You
can ask her. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you ask her that. Just she may have a different flair on what I do. She may be better at it. Well, she did a really good job with those envelopes. I mean, they're brilliant.
If it's good with flyers, I think Jimmy is.
Is it? Okay, well, maybe they could team up. So Jimmy Chamo? Yeah, okay, Jimmy? Didn't think of Jimmy.
Still a question. Is Jimmy still not here to.
No. We can contact them. Yeah. Where are they today? Are they just not here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
With the rest done, with the like retreat, on, I think this will be part of our activities or plans.
Intercessory prayer, don't forget that. You know, the more people that do that, even if you don't go to a prayer group, we will have a prayer chain set up on the chat box. So if you want to belong to part of that, contact myself or Ivan and you'll go on to that group. So you don't actually have to, you know, it's good to be all together, but sometimes you can't. So it may go pray for, they won't mention the person's name, chafe, or they might say pray for --, who needs prayer in the area of. And so God knows who you're talking about, and you'd pray for that person. So it means you don't actually have to go to a meeting, but it'll be good.
So this MP2C, is it community or in our Facebook?
There's a separate MP2C prayer.
Okay, so MP2C on our Facebook or Messenger, is it public or?
No, the chat box aren't.
So they are open to everyone?
No, they're only open to the members. They're shut to members. Members only. No.
Yeah. Not to public.
Oh, no way.
Were you asking the Facebook page or the chat box?
No, the chat box.
Private.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yep. But for the Facebook page, it's open.
The Facebook's
public.
Open.
Public.
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, is it on public?
It's only members. But I wouldn't. Yeah, but remember, if you know, it's like my leadership team. No one else is privy to that but those people in the leadership team, because everything we discuss in that box is confidential to us as senior leaders. I might discuss very private things in there about myself, which I would not discuss with the church, because it's not a good thing to do, you know. Or I might have a query about someone in the church and I may discuss it in that chat box. But as leaders, nothing in that chat box should be discussed with anyone else outside that group. Seriously. It's got to be confidential.
How about the website? It's open. This
website's thing. Open, but it's open by invitation only. So if you say, oh, Joe Bloggs wants to belong, he'd apply, and either myself or Yvonne, we're admins, and we put them in the group. You can't just come in. People can read it, but you can't just come in and join the group. Even if you put, say if you put a long thing of, you know, scripture or something, it comes to me first, and I approve it, then I click it and put it in. Because I like things always to be positive and uplifting. Like if someone was going to continually start preaching on Revelations, I may not allow that to go through all the time. Because why do we need to hear that? All we need to know is that we need to be living our lives as if Christ is coming back tomorrow. Doesn't matter when. Could be today. That's that, you know. And the thing is, when you start, when Revelations is, I mean, it's a great thing, but it can be diversionary to your walk. Bless you.
Okay, another thing, I've heard that the Bible study would like to move the date on Friday.
Oh, okay. Do they?
Today?
Sorry? Friday.
Who wants it on Friday?
Who wants it? All those.
He's the man?
Yeah, he's the man. He doesn't mind every day. Yeah, but the members, like, because it's Saturday the next day. No problem with waking up in the morning.
The thing is, if we're doing Wednesdays, we usually stay late.
All right.
Yeah. We usually go home 10:30. Right. It's kind of late already. Most of us doesn't want to go home actually because there's no
fellowship.
That's good.
That's why some from that group suggested if we could do it by Friday. Yeah. So
does everyone in the group agree?
Not everyone, but most of the members of the group don't have work on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So they could probably stay late.
Okay. Because what we're going to do is basically start up a group at our place, which will pop. If those people can't get to there, they can get to us. Mm-hmm. And we won't have a set day. It'll be between Monday and Thursday. Let's ring up, say we're coming. We're going to be there.
Yes.
So it's a little bit of a different idea.
So it's Friday.
Yeah. Is that okay?
As long as all the members.
Is that okay with you? Because it's at your place, Friday.
It's still going to be decided by the majority of the group.
Okay. So can you get back to us?
It depends on the leader.
Okay, you get back to
let
us.
Let us know.
So Friday with a smile, or.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think so.
I mean, I can understand that. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Though you should be more disciplined and go home at the right time. I can understand if you all get together. And it is good. I mean, it is great. It's it's very good that you have that feeling of camaraderie.
Yeah, you have quite a long date.
Nothing wrong with that.
True. 9 a.m. It's
still
daylight.
Okay.
Sun's still up, so.
Yep. I know a church that has their church on Friday because they keep the weekend for having people around for tea and things. And they have they're just an ordinary AOG, but they have their church on Friday night, end of the week. Anyway, cool. So you'll make a note of that, don't you? Someone does? Make a note? Morning tea, kitchen duties, team, checklist, someone responsible for this?
We just put it on the schedule.
As we discussed before, it was we had those assignments already, but never been implemented.
Because only nobody volunteered.
So that we can have this on the kitchen, that not always Sister Lizelle or Sister Alma, but everybody does.
Yeah.
Sister Jana. Yeah. Sister Charmaine, you know? And they're all the ones that I can see there on the...
Yeah.
So if it is not moving around, for us boys, we can do the...
That's right.
I think what I'll do is not volunteer. What I do is I'll assign.
Roster.
And there's also a building check on that same list. All the windows. Often I'll find these windows unlocked or the doors unlocked.
That one will be...
But I usually, if I'm here, I'll check them myself. Retreat, well, we'll leave that for a later meeting, I think.
Yeah.
And that's us. Anyone got any suggestions, ideas, anything we've missed?
Yeah. Novella's played already anyway.
Novella's
played already.
So that's it, people.
What about the our drums? Is still a thing? Is it the church?
Yeah.
Because I think it's
much. Much.
So what is your plan with the drum, by the way?
Where is it?
The church can buy it.
Well, we could reimburse them. That's
right. Are you willing to sell that?
$300
Well, that's amazing. Okay. Seriously.
Yeah,
$200 I need it for the wedding.
We'll make it $300
Okay, no, that's fine.
So here's the thing, we're going to be getting married in the Philippines, but what will happen is when we go back here, we'll probably, we will be planning to set up, you know, a ceremony maybe, or just a gathering for the people that we know in here, because most of my boss from work is always asking if there's going to be some sort of a celebration in here. So
after the Philippines,
we're going to go back here, yeah.
So when's that happening?
We'll be going home.
End of April.
So it's a bit of a long story because my leave, the first that I applied would be for the 7th. But right now, Charm's family is asking if we could do the wedding on the 30th of April.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to try to move my leave on the 20th of April so that we could have 10 more days before the wedding when we go back home. Because we need to do a lot of stuff still. And we can book the reception, the hotel, for May 8th, because it was supposed to be around that time.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So the thing on the table is that we purchase the drums off of Mutch for $300.
Is that approved?
Is that approved?
$200.
Yeah.
He must approve, because he's the one who
paid. I was thinking that when you were talking about reimbursements and you were asking questions, I was thinking exactly that.
Okay, can you sign this reimbursement form? No, you can have it with the wedding.